The St. Vincent and the Grenadines Cadet Force says it is envisioned that the members of the Search and Rescue Medical Unit will be certified in Light Search and Rescue, EMR-EMT, paramedic qualification. Addressing the official launch of the new unit, Commandant of the Cadet Force, Lieutenant Colonel Bertillion Hamilton, said the initiative is a major step forward in service to the community and the cadet movement.
The force has to maintain its relevance and to adjust to the demands of the second decade of the 21st century. As the nation expands to a more service-oriented economy, the organization has positioned its members to complement the national emergency grid.
Pay standard ice.
This will be to the benefit of the youths, nationals, and visitors. Over the past two decades, the force has been training its members in disaster preparedness and disaster management. However, this training has been executed in silos. SAR-MU will have a dedicated cadre of cadets utilizing this training coupled with the military and unit-specific training to rescue and care for those in need.
Colonel Hamilton outlined the training options that would be provided to members of the new Light Search and Rescue Unit.
The training options will include, but not be limited to, land navigation, leadership, physical fitness, first aid, CPR and AED, basic life support, psychological first aid, knots, rappelling, fire prevention and suppression, survival in the outdoors, mass casualty management, incident command system, light search and rescue, signals, logistics, service excellence, swift water rescue and expedition. Unit will be comprised of older cadets, persons with medical training, nurses and doctors, preferably ex-cadets. This will help to provide older cadets with a bridge to continue their service in the force and by extension to the state as they exit the secondary education system. The nominal strength of the unit at today's parade is 27 members. This will allow for the unit to have a strong training foundation. These members will in turn be the core to train and sustain the unit. The unit will be expanded to an excess of 40 members as resources would allow.
Commandant of the SVG Cadet Force, Lieutenant Colonel Bertillion Hamilton, and Chairman of the Cadet Force Advisory Committee, Commissioner of Police Colin John, welcomed the move to establish the new unit, which he said would bring benefits for all stakeholders.
This unit helped to supplement and complement the other units within the Cadet St. Vincent and Grenadines Cadet Corps, namely the BAN, the Marine Unit, and the regular Cadet Corps. We can see practical benefits as a result of the formation of this unit. The cadet themselves can derive benefits as a result of this. They can learn self-preservation. You would be taught certain aspects of self-preservation and ways in which you can make yourself better persons as regard the when preparing for disasters and when dealing with disasters. You can assist in protecting life and properties of others. This training can also afford you the opportunity to be gainfully employed because some of the training that you would receive or some of the skills that you would derive as a result of this training, you would be able to work within St. Vincent and the Grenadines and elsewhere as a result of that training.
Chairman of the Cadet Force Advisory Committee, Commissioner of Police Colin John. I'm Ashisia Sam with today's special reports.